Satnam, everyone, and welcome to Aries Energy. We are definitely, April Fool's Day. Wow. this should be a funny day. So, Aries, the Aries gesture, the Aries joker, the Aries new beginnings. Don't get too hung up on the past, I think is what the Aries gesture, why people do April Fool's jokes. I hadn't really thought about that before, but I think that's true, just to help us not take ourselves too seriously, not take the past too seriously, not take all of our past mistakes too seriously, all of our evaluations, all of our judgments too seriously. So we are in Aries energy, so we'll talk about that. And we have Yogi Bhajan, and our angels are here with us today, and what they're telling us is to definitely focus on the breath and repatterning, time to repattern ourselves. So let's just breathe into that, and we'll energetically get the new download, the new Aries download, as they say, and take it from there. So as we start a whole new astrological cycle, a whole new astrological year, remembering that we live in a spiral galaxy, and the Kundalini energy is what? Spiral energy, spiraling up. So we're moving up in frequencies, and when we move into, we work with the 10 dimensions, the 10 bodies, and we move into, when we move out of 3D, 4D, and into between 5, the 5th and the 10th dimensions, we're moving into realms of awareness. So the higher vibrations are really about what we're going to focus our awareness on. So as we start this new year, We're learning, one thing that we're learning as a planet, the new planetary energies, is how to navigate 5D, the fifth dimension, the dimension of where we start to become aware that we're all one, we're on the same planet, and there is a field of oneness, the etheric field that connects all of us. The field of the breath. And this dimension, the fifth dimension, is the dimension of where we learn how to live together, how to harmonize with each other. And of course, we have the experience that we're all very different, and we're all meant to be individual co-creators, weaving together a beautiful tapestry on the planet, and our parts are meant to be working together. So this is the big challenge on the planet this year, and probably for some time to come, how we can acknowledge and communicate about individual differences and preferences, and how we can see the gifts that everyone's bringing to the party, and learn how to each contribute and share our strengths and work together, basically. Get this big, big planetary machine starting to understand how to work together. So I would say that's a pretty big challenge that we're taking on. And, you know, you can see how that might show up in your own life, how you might have some experiences of people that you're around or people that you're close to. And it could be about having those difficult conversations and just talking to people and just saying, hey, this is what I'm feeling going on. This is what, you know, what works for me and what I'm noticing with you. And how can we work this out so we can have harmony in our relationships? So it's all about moving. A lot to do with communication and the awareness, but the awareness that we are in this big earth soup together. Vegetable soup, hopefully. Stop killing animals. That would be a good start. And it just kind of, I'm just sort of reminded about one illustration of this point is just having a friend stay with me right now and stay with us. And temporarily, she has a cat, and just how she is with her cat is different than how I am with cats. She likes to sleep with the cat. She likes the cat to jump up on everything. She likes, she lets the cat jump up on my bed, climb through all my clothes. Now, for me, I prefer to train my animals to basically respect my boundaries. I don't like cats are in my clothes and my bed, and my eyes start itching. So, you know, I think it's great that she likes to be really close to her cat, but I don't like that much closeness. So there's an example of nobody's right or wrong, but it's a different way of looking at the world, and since we're all very individual, we all have our own world view that we, the way we peer at the world, the eyes that we look at the world through, everybody has their own individual way, and everybody has a way that they want to interface with the world, and they're all very different, so that's wonderful that everybody's such an individual, but it can be create a lot of tension if we don't recognize that and learn how to become conscious co-creators, how we can co-create with that, how we can see each other's differences as strengths rather than something that just annoys us. And that can be challenging. I do admit, I am like a little annoyed by the cat jumping everywhere. So that's just one like simple little example, which I think is kind of representative of we're in Aries, we're at a new cycle. How do we bring our awareness of this next place in the spiral in the Milky Way galaxy, knowing that the Earth is ascending, the Earth is going through a Kundalini spiral herself, to bring greater and greater awareness where the Earth herself that we live on, that we are a part of, has her own trajectory, her own path of consciousness, her own path of ascension, her own path of awareness, just as we have our own path to mastery, and we are part of what's happening on the Earth, and we are in the Milky Way galaxy, and we are spiraling up. So now, Aries, we're at the next level. Here we are, dealing with the world, with that awareness. So it requires finer and finer awareness, and also more skills. So it requires training ourselves, training our animals, training our own minds, which is what we've been talking about on the last few calls that Yogi Bhajan's been guiding us through. It's how we work. We come into this earth and we volunteered for this job, and we still have to train our minds, train our bodies, open our hearts. So this earth is a training ground. We're not just this free-floating soul once we actually have physical boundaries around us. Once we have cats sleeping on our beds that we don't want. So it becomes, we get to look at how we get to train ourselves and train ourselves to communicate clearly and not be emotional and react. And work with the beautiful, beautiful tools of co-creation that we're given in a way that's effective. So I think effectiveness training, how to become tighter in our skill set, is really what we're looking at during this whole next year, this whole next astrological cycle. We are actually working with building the Grand Cross. And this Grand Cross that we've been talking about is actually exact between April 20th and April 23rd. So we're building up the energy towards the Grand Cross right now. So the energy is speeding up, the vibration is speeding up, the intensity is building up. So we're we're being tested, you know, yet again. How much intensity can we handle? How much intensity can we navigate? So what's going to be shown up is, where are our weakest links? Is it in our something we need to do? Cleansing for our body. Spring is a good time to do cleansing. I'm doing some cleansing myself after having that little cold, and it seems like everybody around me is having cold or respiratory things, so I'm just doing, you know, basically I was looking on the 3HO website. Yogi Bhajan represents, suggests the cleansing diet of fruits, nuts, and vegetables for a good spring cleanse. So that's basically what I've been doing, and it's helping a lot. So it's a time to balance the excess, not have too much of something or too little of something. So diet is one place to work with. So we're just, you know, look at this grand cross where we have Jupiter opposite Pluto squaring Uranus, Mars. So what does that mean? Jupiter is the expansion. So it's where we feel like, yeah, I'm feeling really great. This is great. I'm feeling the rush. Life is exciting. It's good. But it can be too much. So Jupiter can want more and more and more and more and more. And we've got Jupiter in Cancer. So again, Cancer can be like the food, the home, things like that. You think of Cancer as being, you know, kind of like focused on the home, and it can be our body. Jupiter can be our body. So it's a time to pay attention to doing some house cleaning, spring cleaning, right? And then we've got Saturn. Saturn's in Scorpio, which is dealing with other people. So Saturn has to do with the limits, how we limit, how we set boundaries, basically. So, you know, I need to set a boundary. I don't want the cat sleeping on my bed. So how do we interact with the world around us, with all these energies coming at us? So much can be coming at us, but we also have to step back and say, how much can I handle so I don't get overwhelmed, so I don't get stressed out, so I don't get sick? So we have to know what our limits are and where our boundaries are. So again, everything I'm saying, remember, is all about, it's different in the fifth dimension. Every dimension has its own next level of awareness. So we're moving into more and more subtle levels of awareness. So we're moving more into awareness of our interconnection with things around us, with people around us. So again, it may require more communication skills, more boundary setting, more things that may seem to initially be uncomfortable, but then later, once we learn how to navigate the next level, then we get more comfortable with being a co-creator, being the unique individual co-creator being in this next level of awareness. So we've got Mars in Libra. So what's Mars in Libra? That says, how do we balance all this? So Mars says, go, 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 go. And Libra will, the scales will tip one way, and then it'll tip the other way. So it'll be, where's the balance? Where's the balance? So that we can, you know, balance on that skateboard, balance on that surfboard. And in the Grand Cross, we've got Pluto. So Pluto can be obsessive and compulsive. So just look at those places where your mind keeps looping around itself, and notice that there may be something there for you that you need to let go of. Pluto is our deepest subconscious, so what do you need to let go of? And then we've got Capricorn. We've got Pluto in the middle of Capricorn, so that's where we need to let go. What's the Capricorn? That's Capricorn's like the kind of the stable father energy. So if it's too rigid or too stuck, something we've gotten ourselves stuck in a hole in our mind or some situation, that's where we need to let go. And Uranus and Aries, and of course Uranus is is the planet of the revolution. It's unstable, it's unpredictable. So it's where things can be suddenly changed. So just look, first look at the Pluto and the Mars and Libra and say, okay, so that I don't have a sudden shock or surprise from Uranus, what do I need to consciously change or recreate? So the Mars and Libra, Mars the sword, is the sword that cuts through the past into the future. And with the, and now that we're in Aries, we're pioneering a new path. We're pioneering a new path as co-creators into the fifth dimension, into the realm of awareness and oneness. So that's a little about the astrology. We'll talk more about that. Let's talk a little bit about Yogi Bhajan's Muddy Nishadi. He wants to talk a little bit about the mind. So we come into this physical plane, and we have a soul, and then we have a mind. And our mind is our connection with the universal mind. Our mind is our link between our soul and our body. And as I was saying earlier, it's all about training the mind, like using the power of our soul, of what we really want, of our intentions, to train our mind to serve our soul, rather than having this powerful, powerful mind just be all over the map. So I'm really noticing more and more in my own mind, and like I said, you know, I like using the untrained cat as an example. When things are, people have trained themselves to be steady, to be stable, to be balanced, to communicate, where I've trained myself to be that way. But I do see planet Earth as a school where we have to train ourselves. Otherwise, we're just all over the map. So this is what we get to do, and we get such beautiful feedback since we're in this beautiful body. We get constant feedback. We're always being tested, right? We're being tested to see if our mind supports us, if the strength of our mind supports us, if we can hold steady, if we can hold the course, hold to the attention, focus on the breath. That's really beautiful. So when we don't stabilize the mind and have the soul manage, train the mind, then what happens? Then the mind just loops around, and subconscious thoughts, unresolved thoughts, just start looping and looping and looping. And in my yoga class, I was really enjoying teaching one of Yogi Bhajan's rebirthing series, rebirthing meditations. The whole set, actually, is really powerful. I myself had a lot of unresolved thoughts come up after I did that set. So this is a good time to do any of those rebirthing sets. So then once we manage to know that our soul is here to train our mind rather than the other way around, then now we're in the proper perspective, the proper relationship. So again, moving into this fifth-dimensional oneness, it's all about our relationship with the divine and bringing that through the world around us so we create more of a divine world, more of a God, goddess, spirit-centered world, which is what we're here to do at this time, which is what we volunteered for. So we luckily we have the ability for the mind to take us beyond time and space and to act beyond time and space with the awareness of not being limited by time and space like our physical body is. So it gives us the opportunity to not be limited or not stuck in time and space. You know, we can think ahead, right? And we can know how to act in a way that brings divine energy. And this is where the healing comes in. This is where we get the spontaneous healings or the healings that we got when we get in the presence of a master. We can suddenly be healed because they're not, and we aren't, and the mind isn't locked into linear time and space. So that's a really important point where miracles occur, is from that ability to have our consciousness move beyond time and space. Miracles are something that come out of the unlimited rather than something that's a limitation. So we want our mind to express how unlimited our soul really is. And then we don't have to feel trapped in this world, which can be chaotic and crazy and give us lots of things to deal with that can challenge us, right? So we want to be able to have our mind vibrate at the frequency of our soul. So that's where we do our yoga and our sadhana and our breathing, so we can get that link up, that match up, that frequency match up. And that's what we're talking about right now in this astrology moving into the fifth dimension, to get that frequency match up with the fifth dimension. And I'm feeling Yogi Bhajan just really bringing that through right now to help us calibrate to that. So just breathe into that. Beautiful. Breathe. Good. Excellent. Beautiful, beautiful. Then we can direct our mind, train our mind, and apply our mind so that the mind can serve us and help us experience or bring through whatever it is we want to experience. I love Hajpreet's example about the song. So she's really applying her mind to bring through the beautiful frequency of her song, and we would love to hear her sing that sometime. So I love what the Beatles say, stopping your mind from wandering where it will go. So this is, so when we breathe and know that the beautiful gifts of the mind, we understand that our mind is infinite, that our mind reflects our soul. It gives us motivation and clarity in the understanding of why it's important to train our mind and not have our mind just play games with us that come back on us and limit us and make us feel frustrated. So we can work with our mind for to have positive impact and positive effectiveness, and then our mind becomes self-illumined, sai-bhang, and then our soul is free. So that's what we're looking for in this lifetime, is to feel that freedom, that liberation of our soul being freed, and having the mind be here to service in the body, and 3D, serve the soul, serve the divinity, rather than the other way around. So it's a tall order that we volunteered to bring the divine consciousness onto the earth and to turn the Titanic around, turn the earth consciousness around to bring the divine onto the earth and out of the chains, the unconsciousness of just 3D, so that we can have the frequency of the divine in charge on earth, and the awareness of our connection with the divine and with each other and with the plants and the animals and all the beauty that's here. Okay, so just breathe, take a breath. That's a lot of information. That mind can only absorb so much information. Beautiful. Okay, let's see here. So breathe. Cue up the song which I had queued up, and then my iPad kept playing. Okay, so I think everybody knows Triple Mantra. Yes. There we go. So Triple Mantra is to break through limitations and blocks. So we'll chant this for ourselves and for the planet and for the mother. Triple Mantra. Thank you. Mantra that Yogi Bhajan is giving us for this week is triple mantra. He says, do it for yourself, do it for others, do it for your the planet. He's saying this is a very powerful a time, powerful time, can't even talk, for having big breakthroughs for yourself, for others, and for the planet. He's saying there's some dimensional energies, dimensional portals, dimensional cracks opening up. So he's requesting and supporting us in a triple mantra this week. Beautiful. Okay, would anybody like to share what they're feeling or their experiences or thoughts or contributions or anything else? What we talked about, how your mind's doing, expressing your soul.
I want to say thank you first, and that was so powerful. I haven't used that mantra in a very long time, so I was really feeling a very deep appreciation for it, and it felt perfect for right now.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I could say you're saying that. It wasn't even the mantra I was expecting to do, but it's the one that started playing. My iPod has a mind of its own, I think. I have a soul iPod.
That's funny.
Yeah, thank you.
I also really liked what you said about the vibration speeding up and the intensity. And I think that's why I was feeling the need for Sitali Pranayam and feeling so stabilized by it, like it was a self-prescription, like, this is what you need, this is what you're going to do, and it just has been feeling really, really, really good.
That's great. Yeah, I really appreciate your sharing that. I think I'll share that with my yoga students and myself, too. But, yeah, that's a great idea with this fire energy. And something that cools us down and kind of slows us in a way that gets us aware of getting everything coordinated.
Kind
of help me with that loopiness.
Yeah, it just seems to be like the stabilization that's needed right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel, too. We are going into spring, and we are meant to be synergizing with the earth, which is a slower, more stable frequency than, you know, the fire can burn really fast, and the Aries and all this speeded up energy. So, yeah, I think that it's just really about getting everything kind of in sync.
Even physically, because I know at times I have that, you know, rushing feeling through my heart and stomach at times.
Yeah.
I've been doing the breathing, and I actually have been drinking something. It's an essential lemon water, but it's the kind that you can drink. It's an essential oil. It's by doTERRA, and it's good at for cleansing you. But at times I even start to feel that little rush in my heart off and on. So I say, oh, wow. And then I feel as if I'm mentally quite in a loop there, and I have to stop myself and do some deep breaths. So all of that kind of felt soothed out when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah, perfect example of using this time for spring cleaning, spring cleansing. Good example.
Yeah. And then when you get the kapha effect of spring, because spring's dosha is kapha, it's the kapha season, the peppermint nettle tea is just such a really great remedy for that.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you have the herbs and the time to do it, I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and I feel like because I'm getting the kapha energy as well as the need for the satari, and it's funny playing that Libra balancing game.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's one thing to say, oh, we have Mars and Libra, we need to balance it. It's another to have our own experiences of like, wow, this is intense.
Yeah, because it's a lot of energy, a lot of different energies at different times coming through. And then the other thing that the lemon water reminded me of is when Yogi Bhajan says that when you do your monkey glands in the morning, the first thing when you start, you know, brushing your tongue, that's a really good time to take that either lemon water or apple cider water or even just a plain glass of water to recalibrate the system. So there's a lot of really good techniques that he has taught us.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful. It's good to, at this time of year, start those again if we let them slide during the winter.
Yeah. Definitely.
How to harmonize, right?
Exactly. The ongoing, the ongoing balancing act, for sure.
Well, thank you, dear goddesses. You're amazing, all of you.
Thank you, goddesses. Thank you, Teresa. We'll look forward to sharing more experiences next week, and we'll see how the triple mantra and the Sitali breath does for everybody this week.
Okay, thank you, Yogi Bhajan. Satnam, Waheguru.
Thank you. Satnam, everyone.
Love you, everyone.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.